U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services is still not accepting new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, even though a recent Supreme Court ruling blocked President Trump from ending DACA. As WFAE's Laura Brache reports, attorneys and their clients are seeking guidance for how they should move forward.
Lawyer Jamila Espinosa represents undocumented Latinos in the Charlotte area. They include DACA recipients and those who wish to apply but can't. She says since the Supreme Court prevented the president from ending the program, anyone eligible should have been able to apply. But Espinosa says Immigration Services is still not taking applications and hasn't indicated how applicants or their attorneys should proceed.
That is letting us know that they're not going to comply with what the Supreme Court's decision is saying is the program has to go back to where it was prior to Donald Trump's administration canceling it, which was allowing initial applications to move forward and allowing those renewals.
Espinosa says her clients are waiting to see if it's worth a nearly $500 application fee to apply for DACA status. President Trump has tweeted that he will try again to end DACA. For WFAE, I'm Laura Brache.